Support for NPR comes from Citi, working around the world and around the clock to turn dreams into realities. That's why Citi never sleeps.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Members of Illinois' largest public employees union have ratified a new deal with state government. Sean Crawford explains.
The four-year deal calls for a 15% pay increase over that time, although no annual breakdown was provided. Union leaders say it will preserve pension benefits and maintain affordable health insurance for members. Earlier indications were the Blagojevich administration wanted those in the union to pay more for coverage. For the first time, the union contract will also focus on disease prevention, what's called the Wellness Initiative. Under that plan that includes an emphasis on early detection, the state is hoping to save on health care costs for its workforce. The AFSCME contract had expired at the end of June, and the previous agreement was extended while negotiations continued. AFSCME represents more than 37,000 state employees. 93% of them voted to ratify the contract. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Ford company says it's cutting 600 part-time jobs at its Chicago assembly plant when it drops one of its two shifts by early November. The automaker also says an unspecified number of hourly and salaried employees could lose their job at the plant, which employs about 2,200 people. The company says that the drop to one shift comes because of dramatically falling sales. A federal court has approved a $4.5 million settlement between Hammond City officials and a Gary, Indiana man who spent nearly 20 years in prison for a rape conviction before he was freed because of a DNA testing. 58-year-old Larry Mays was found guilty by a Lake County jury in 1982 of raping a convenience store clerk during an armed robbery. He was released from prison in 2001 after 21-year-old DNA evidence failed to conclusively link him to the crime. The victim in the 1980 case identified Mays in the lineup and provided investigators with other physical details leading to his conviction. Mays' lawyers argued that the city failed to properly train detectives to investigate rape cases and assemble suspect identification lineups. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S. government is preparing to take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This according to reports in the Wall Street Journal and today's New York Times. An official announcement could come as early as this weekend. NPR's John Itzty joins us. John, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
These are mortgage giants, huge financial organizations, trillions of dollars in obligation. How would a government takeover work?
Well, according to sources quoted by the Journal and Times, the government is going to put the two organizations into conservatorship under the control of their new regulator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Shareholders in the companies are likely to be wiped out completely or get very little for their shares. And according to the reports, the top management of the companies were told in a meeting with Treasury Secretary Paulson, Fed Chairman Bernanke, and their top regulator, James Lockhart, yesterday, that they will ultimately be removed. Mm-hmm. But the companies would continue to do business much as they have before, buying up mortgages, packaging them into securities, and then selling them to investors.
Why would the government act now?
Well, you know, there's no immediate crisis in terms of imminent collapse, as was the case in the Bear Stearns rescue back in March. But what's happened is that the housing market has continued to deteriorate. We saw that in another report yesterday from the Mortgage Bankers Association, which reported foreclosures are continuing to rise. And even in loans to prime borrowers, this is beyond subprime now. Mm-hmm. And Freddie and Fannie guarantee $5 trillion worth of mortgages, most of them these prime mortgages. And it's an ominous sign to see those safer loans going bad and contemplate what that might mean in terms of losses for the companies. The two companies have already reported billions of dollars in losses. They're having trouble raising capital to cover future losses. And the economy just can't afford to have these two giant companies, which are now responsible for making about 70% of the mortgages in the economy, they can't be allowed to fail. It would be essentially would seize up the mortgage market. Getting a mortgage, buying or selling a home would be impossible.
But doesn't the government takeover just put billions of taxpayer dollars?